This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So during my last Friday's sermon, the title was Unwavered by the Storm. And in the sermon, you know, I was able to, with the help of Allah, go into a very powerful story. One of the most powerful stories, if you will, in the Noble Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a very great prophet. And through that story, we were able to glean, we were able to learn how strong he was despite being in the midst of a tempest. And a tempest is defined as a raging, violent storm. And not just one storm, he was put through multiple storms in his life. And he stood unwavering because of his strong faith in Allah, in the Almighty, in the plan of the Almighty. And he was none other than the great prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as you all know, my dear brothers and sisters, was given a heavy task. He was given the task of approaching the greatest tyrant to walk on the face of this earth, Fir'aun. And again, as we all know, Fir'aun was a merciless despot. He was a callous, heartless, and diabolical tyrant whose cruelty, whose evil, whose oppression knew no bounds. We read in the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he ruled with an iron fist, inflicting pain and suffering on anyone who dared to oppose him and his rule. His dark shadow hung over the land, casting fear, casting despair into the hearts of the people. He enslaved his nation and made them toil under the scorching sun. And we also read that his tyranny, his oppression, included the barbaric practice of infanticide. And that is testament to his depravity and disregard to human life. He saw innocent babies, innocent children, as disposable mere pawns in his ruthless quest for power and domination. And his reign, his rule was marked by injustice, it was marked by oppression, it was marked by evil, by pain and hurt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sends Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to this individual who was arrogantly claiming, as Allah says in the Quran, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. He was arrogantly claiming divinity. He saw himself as God amongst men. He thought that he had the power to dictate life and death to his subjects. To such an individual, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent. And my dear brothers and sisters, it's interesting. You know, obviously his story is long if you start from the very beginning. And I think I would need multiple episodes. And this is what I said in the sermon as well. I would need multiple sermons. I would need multiple episodes to be able to do justice, to able to even try to do justice to the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Nonetheless, in the sermon, I touched on two incidents in the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, that particular sermon was not video recorded. It was only, unfortunately, only audio recorded. There were a lot of people after the sermon who, who wanted a recording of the sermon. The audio recording, you know, was shared and it's up on my podcast channels as well. All you have to do is search for my name on any of the mainstream podcast platforms. If you are an iOS iPhone user, go to the default Apple Podcasts app and search for Muiz Bukhari, M-U-I-Z space B-U-K-H-A-R-Y, and then the channel will pop up. The channel, the official name of the channel, is Islam with Sheikh Muiz Bukhari. Similarly, if you are an Android user, again, don't worry, go to the official, the default Google Podcasts app. So if you have a phone, like for example, the Pixel, which is a default Google Android phone, you will have the application, if I'm not mistaken, already installed by default on your phone. On the other hand, if you are using something like a Samsung device, let's say the Galaxy devices, a Note device, or if you are on some other brand, like let's say for example, be it Huawei or any other Android manufacturer out there, all you have to do is go to the Play Store and download the Google Podcasts app. And through that, again, just search for my name or Islam with Sheikh Moiz Bukhari and you will come across my channel. Just hit the subscribe button so no sooner an episode is uploaded, you will get a notification so that you can listen, inshallah, and share it with others so that others can benefit. And similarly, for those of you who can access Spotify podcast, because in some regions, in some parts of the world, you're not able to access Spotify. You are able to sometimes access Spotify in general, but not the podcast section. If you are able to access, then again, you can search for my name, Islam with, or the channel, Islam with Sheikh Moiz Bukhari, and you will come across my recordings, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, now that is out of the way. Let's get back to the video. So I thought, given that the sermon was not video recorded, that I'll try to do a summary for my YouTube family and for those who like more of a visual representation of the content, inshallah ta'ala. So I touched on two powerful incidents from the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Incident number one revolves around an individual from the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that a lot of us, or most of us, may not have spent time thinking about or reading up on. You know, sometimes when you take a story, when you take a book, you do have multiple characters that are brought in into a story. And sometimes the focus is on the main character, like the hero of the story. We tend to gloss over certain characters within a story. So similarly, in the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this particular individual may have been glossed over, wallahu alam, but I'd like to focus on this individual, and she is none other than the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So obviously we are going to the very beginning of the story, the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now you have to understand, my dear brothers and sisters, put yourself into the shoes of this lady, the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. I need you to think and look at the world, go back in time and look at the world through her eyes. She's living in a time, okay, when, like we described earlier, she's living under the rule of a tyrant. Her nation, her community, her people are being enslaved. And she's living in a time when infants are being butchered, being slaughtered, being killed mercilessly. You have spies all over the place. Forces from the army of Fir'aun, from the troops of Fir'aun who are going around. And no sooner they hear or they get a whiff of information with regards to a newborn baby boy, they storm in and pluck the child away and kill the child. So she's living at a time like that. And now she is blessed with a baby boy, a son. Allahu Akbar. So one can only imagine, one can only try to imagine the emotional turmoil in her heart. The storm in the storm of emotions in her heart as she thinks of all of this, as she fears for her child, for her son, the life of her child. And my dear brothers and sisters, the irony of it is when you are afraid of losing something that you love, that you care dearly, what is our human reflexive reaction? What do we generally do? Our instinctive reaction is to hold on to the person or the thing that we love dearly, right? We hold on to it tighter. We cling on to it harder and tighter. We do not want to let go. Why? Because we're afraid of losing it. But subhanallah, the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, no doubt she loves her child, her infant. She's breastfeeding her child, so we're not talking about the child being, you know, of a certain age. It's an infant. And what is the command that is given to her? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Qasas, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ. And we inspired unto the mother of Moses, the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, suckle him. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ. But when you fear for him, فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ. The opposite of our natural, you know, instinctive reaction. What did I say earlier on? Instinctive reaction is to hold on to what you love tightly. Here the command is, if you fear for him, then cast him, filyam, into the river. Cast him into the river. So the exact opposite of our instinctive reaction. Let go of him. Place your trust in Allah and let go. So basically the command unto her, my dear brothers and sisters, is if you want to keep him, you have to actually let him go. Place your trust in Allah and let him go. And Allah then goes on to promise in the noble Quran, Inna radduhu ilayk wa ja'iluhu min al-mursaleen. We will return him to you, and we will make him from the mursaloon, from the messengers. So my dear brothers and sisters, the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, she was faced with an impossible choice: to cling onto her newborn son, her infant, or to release him to the unknown. And at that moment, she demonstrated profound faith. She acknowledged her trust in Allah, acknowledging and understanding that His plan, the Almighty's plan, was greater than her own desires. So at this juncture, my dear brothers and sisters, just imagine her level of tawakkul, the purity of tawakkul and the level of tawakkul. The powerful lesson here is that the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, her decision to trust in Allah was a powerful reminder of the importance of faith in times of trial and tribulation. In the middle of a storm, in the middle of a tempest, place your trust in Allah. And her willingness to let go of her child was an act of complete submission to the will of Allah, to the plan of Allah, and pure acknowledgement that His plan is always just and merciful. So this is incident number one. Now I would like to draw your attention to another incident. Okay. Now we need to fast forward. Fast forward where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with his small band of followers are commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal to leave. Why? Because they're going to be the army of Fir'aun is at their heels, and the order is given for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to leave with his small band of followers. فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي لَيْلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. The command was issued. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, with his small group of followers, he sets out. And now we come to a juncture where you have the Red Sea. I want you to focus on the external circumstances of the situation. You have the Red Sea in front of them, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his small group of followers. And you have the superpower of that time right behind them. Now again, put yourself in the shoes of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Put yourself in the shoes of the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. You have the deep sea in front of you, okay? And you can see, you can hear the galloping, you can hear the hooves of the animals. You can see the clouds of dust gathering as the powerful army, the superpower at that time, the powerful army of the diabolical ruler of that time, Fir'aun, making their way towards this small group of followers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly describes this in the noble Quran in Surah Al-Shu'ara, where Allah says, فَلَمَّا تَرَى الْجَمْعَانِ. When, what happened? When the two groups saw one another, قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى. The companions of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they said, إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. Indeed, we are to be overtaken. In other words, we are done, we are finished. That's it. Dead meat, basically. Why? Because we've got the Red Sea in front of us. Where are we to go? Okay. No boats, nothing. How are we to cross this massive ocean? And behind us, Fir'aun and his armies, his troops and his forces. We're done. It's over. Now, same situation. Same circumstances, same external events, same Red Sea, same Fir'aun at the back, armies, forces, the superpower, the evil superpower. The followers of Musa said, Inna la mudrakun, we're done, we're dead meat. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, on the other hand, he says, Qala Kalla. Now, for those of you who are familiar with the Arabic language, Na'am means yes. La means no. He didn't say la, he didn't say no. He says kalla, which in English is never. You know, it's like almost such a negative no, where meaning with so much of emphasis, not in like a positive, negative sense, not in a bad way, but no with so much of emphasis, like never. Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. And he goes on to say, never, indeed, Allah, inna ma'iya rabbi, indeed, my Lord is with me. Sayahdeen, he will guide me. Now, what I want you to focus on, my dear brothers and sisters, is look at the mindset of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and look at the mindset of the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Same circumstances, same events. So basically, all of them are in the same storm. All right? But mindsets are different. And that's why you and I, as believers, as followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to learn from the stories of the prophets of the past. We need to learn from the Quran to shift our mindsets. There needs to be a mindset shift. So he, at this juncture, does not give up. He does not give in to despair. But instead, he places his trust on Allah. He shifts his focus. You and I, we tend to focus on the problem, and then the problem grows in our eyes. He didn't look at the sea and focus on the sea. He didn't focus on Fir'aun, but instead he shifted his focus to Allah. So when you shift your focus to Allah, your problem shrinks, my dear brothers and sisters. Your problem just shrinks into almost nothingness, because Allah is far greater. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So my dear brothers and sisters, this mindset shift, it needs to take place. Just like a camera. See, the camera is now focusing on me. And that's why you will see that, yeah, the background does exist, but it's kind of blurred. And you know, if I were to punch in tighter with the lens or use a lens that has a lower aperture, you will see the background fade away into a creamy blur. So similarly in life, you have positives and negatives. You have problems, you have solutions. But what you focus on grows. If you choose to focus on the negatives, then the negatives are going to be tack sharp, crisp and sharp. The positives are going to fade away into the background. On the other hand, if you choose to focus on the positives, if you choose to focus on the blessings, the boons, the gifts that Allah has given you, then the negatives, yeah, they're not going to vanish overnight. They will exist, but they fade away into the background, a creamy blur into the background. And then you are able to cultivate this optimistic mindset, this mindset of gratitude. And by nurturing an attitude of gratitude, you're going to attract abundance, attract prosperity, attract blessings. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, as Allah says in the Noble Quran. So I hope, my dear brothers and sisters, that this video is going to be of benefit, where I summarized the two stories that I shared during my last sermon. And please do share the video around so that others can benefit as well, and so that we can all share in on the reward, inshallah ta'ala. If you have not subscribed to my channel, do hit the subscribe button and also activate the notifications. So no sooner a video goes live or is uploaded, you will get a notification and you'll be able to, inshallah, watch the video and share it with others. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. I look forward to talking to you all in another video soon, inshallah ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.